Ars Electronica 2008. A new cultural economy.
Hi, my name is Clément Picon. I'm one of the three directors of Musicotherapy. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the movie and then maybe we will see a bit of it. So first, I'd like to talk about the pre-production and the references for the movie. Our main musical reference was The Stomp, a group of people who played music with everything but instruments. So here, for example, they're playing music with those things. And one of our, well, the quality is really bad, I'm sorry. But one of our references was early cartoons from the 30s and things like that. So we got Steamboat Willie here. And just to show a little bit of it. Flip the Frog from Beaverworks. Okay, it's just a little bit to show you. Okay, I'm gonna talk about the characters. We had a lot of preparation works, and we wanted to find some musical ideas for the characters. So we just started to draw and draw, and we wanted to have something about the musicality of the body of every characters. So here are some examples: the octopus, little mouse, all those characters. Many of those ideas are not in the movie, but it was just pre-production works. And we also made a lot of drawing about what instruments and what things the animal is going to play music. So we have a lot of things from the kitchen, for example, some pans, stencils, large panel of those. Those are the ideas about the last part from the torture of the animals. So actually, the top one stays in the film. It was the part where the animal switch his head over and over and finally chop his head off. Okay, here are the final character design. So we've got the director of the psychiatric hospital. He's a monkey, and he had to be really human because he don't like noise and he don't like music, anything. And he has to look really human and really, really severe. There's, again, the director. Here is an ostrich. We take an ostrich because we thought her long neck and her beak can be something really, really fun, and there are a lot of musical possibilities with it. So here's one of the final designs too. The beaver, we chose it for his big tail. He can play music with his hands and also with his tail at the same time. Here is in color. Here is an ant eater. Well, we choose it for his trunk, and he can play flute with it and do lots of things like that. Here is a modeling of this little guy. And also drawing. And of course, the octopus, which is like the chief of the band, is like a crazy drum player or something. Can play a lot of instruments with his tentacles. There's a modeling of it. Okay, here are all the characters together, like a big family. The sets, little talk about the sets. So it's take place in a psychiatric hospital. And so here is, for example, a bit. The kitchen is a really important place of the hospital. It's the first time that the animal discovered that they can play music, actually. Here are all the sets together. So the director office at the top, and the TV or game room is the third one, and the kitchen is the last one. Here's the TV room, bigger. Okay, and just to show you a small, well, we'll see that later. Let's go to the production. So the music was a really, really, really important part of the film, and we find an amazing guy, which is was a friend of Manu's brother. He works in Paris and he's working on sound for commercials, and he also has a band. The difficulty was that he was in Paris and we were working in the south of France, so we only had contact by telephone or internet, so it was quite an odd thing at the beginning, but well, the result was really good because he made an amazing soundtrack. So we started by sending him an animated storyboard with some subtitles that describe each sound that appears in the film. That was a first material for him, and also a big like musical timeline with the apparition of each sound for each character. You see on the left that represent each characters with each sound that he makes during the movie. And after that, we made some recordings in our school. We bring basically every single object that's gonna be in the movie, and we try to record almost all of them, except for the intestine part, because it was quite hard to do. So, here it is. And just wanted you to have a look to some sound that appears in the movie. Here is a card that you can see. And the funnier part is the ostrich.
Troisième.
So he's a friend of us and is brilliant at doing that. Okay. So after doing that, we sent all the sound to the musician, and he was doing some stuff from his side, and we were going on the movie in our side, and he was sending us basically a small part of the music every month or 2 months, and so we can finally animate on that. Let's have a little talk about the rendering. We had a lot of references from, well, I talk about the cartoons, old cartoons, but we also had some more recent stuff, 3D and non-3D. Those are things from Studio AKA in London. And the big thing was to, we at the beginning we didn't know if we're gonna go for a flat render or a 3D render, and finally we thought that we really need to get something flat close to a 2D render to really match the illustrations that we made at the beginning of the production. So we finally go for something really close to 2D and really flat. Here is an early rendering of the ostrich. It was really the basics. There aren't any textures on the body, but it's quite, that was gonna be at the end. And here is a final render of the ostrich. Oh. With a little animation test. Same thing for the sets. We wanted something flat, so we keep on doing that. That's an early modeling thing, but you can see the evolution of the making of the director office. And that's the final look with shadows, different shadows again. Okay. Got some props also to show you. That's the cuckoo at the beginning of the movie. And let's talk about the animation a little bit. So I don't have much thing to show you for the animation, but we really wanted something cartoony and pose to pose. Like one of the reference was Madagascar for the animation, which is a really extreme pose to pose film. It isn't that extreme in our movie, but it was, yeah, one of the main reference. And here are some of the expressions of the director, because that was also a really important part to give life to those characters. So we tried to do every single thing that we could to make them funny and stupid. I've got also some morph tests for the ostrich. For the beaver, is the stupidest character. God. And here's the octopus. We also wanted that him to have this kind of jelly thing in his head, like it's really, really heavy. And one of the, here is a good example of kind of extreme post-to-pose animation. So you can really see each main pose, like almost like it was 2D animation. And just to finish a little talk about the octopus, which was the most complicated character to animate and to set up, because he had 8 tentacles and he has to move every single bit of it. And so that was the only setup that we did ourselves. And I think it was pretty good at the end. We also got a little lobster animation test. Okay. I think that's it. I don't know if we have time to watch a little bit of the movie. Yeah. don't know if we have time for questions or should I come?
Clément, just come over. Okay. And